Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Cabin Fever, by Jeff Kinney.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Ticino. November. Saturday. Most people look forward to the holidays, but the stretch between Thanksgiving and Christmas just makes me a nervous wreck. If you make a mistake in the first 11 months of the year, it's no big deal. But if you do something wrong during the holiday season, you're gonna pay for it. Greg, maybe you would have got more presents if you hadn't pinched your brother last week. It's too much pressure to be on your best behavior for a whole month. The most I can really handle is 6 or 7 days in a row. So, if they move Thanksgiving to the week before Christmas, it would be fine by me. Kids whose families don't celebrate Christmas are lucky, because they don't have to stress out whenever they do something wrong at this time of the year. In fact, I have a few friends in that category who I think act a little extra jerky around now just because they can. The thing that really makes me nervous is the whole Santa issue. The fact that he can see you when you're sleeping and knows when you're awake really creeps me out. So, I've started wearing sweatpants to bed because I really don't need Santa seeing me in my underwear. I'm not really convinced that Santa has the time to keep an eye on you for 24 hours a day anyway. I figure he can only check in on each kid once or twice a year for a few seconds. And, with my luck, that happens to be at the most embarrassing moments, like when I'm picking my nose.